Kind of an impromptu interview segment at this hour this morning. Carl Sundberg, CEO of South Lincoln Medical Center, joining us live on the phone this morning. Good morning, Carl. How are you today?
Doing well, Duke. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to come and talk to your listeners.
Hey, you bet. Absolutely. Appreciate you being on because it was announced yesterday that the first confirmed case of COVID-19 within the hospital district was announced. What can you tell us about this confirmed case this morning?
Well, first and foremost, I want the folks in South Lincoln County and Kemmerer area to know that the confirmed case actually is not a resident of the South Lincoln County or Kemmerer area. So technically speaking, we don't have anything within the actual district boundaries. However, the health system, of course, we have multiple locations and we have staff that go back and forth between those locations. And the actual positive result, we've actually now had two confirmed positive employee results. However, they were both at a satellite clinic location. I can confirm this morning that it was in our Evanston location. However, because staff go back and forth and we have what we call primary contact points with that individual or those individuals, we have to take precautions at all of our locations to make sure that we trace down who that individual has been in contact with or those individuals have been in contact with, take the proper testing measures, take the proper cleaning measures, and then make sure that we understand any patients or those types of things that they've come in contact with. As far as the patient tracings, we have to turn those over to public health. Public health continues to trace those cases or those contact points down, contact any patients, do all of those types of things, in particular when it's employed. You know, if I may just, Duke, the interesting thing about this is, you know, while this is our first incident of this, it's not the first type of situation like this in the state, certainly not the first one in the country to have had an employee have this type of thing happen, and this is just one of those things that's going to continue to happen. It's an unfortunate thing. We have employees who go out and go to grocery stores and all of those other types of things, and we're at risk and at greater risk because we go in direct contact with other individuals who are positive. But I think in this case, it was actually just an employee who came into contact with it out in the community. Because we haven't had any other confirmed positive cases through our testing facility or through our facilities, even as patients. So that's kind of an interesting dynamic that's happened. And we're taking all of the appropriate measures. And I would want people to know that this is just a reminder that of how quickly this thing can spread and one contact can turn into multiple. But we're better prepared. We've taken all the appropriate measures. Our Kemmerer clinic is going to remain closed today to kind of trace down and do some additional testing on folks who may be still in that incubation period. We have to wait a couple of days before they could test positive. Otherwise, you can get a false negative. But it's going to be open on Monday for services. Our walk-in clinic here in Kemmerer is going to be open today for walk-in services. Today, tomorrow, throughout the weekend, because we've done all of the appropriate testing and cleaning and everything is good to go there. All of our other hospital services are up and running and good. And our clinic and hospital are clean and safe at this point.
Okay.
Certainly every bit as safe as anywhere else out in the community.
Carl Sundberg, CEO of South Lincoln Medical Center, with us. So, Carl, just to clarify, you mentioned that there's two confirmed cases now. Are both of those from regional clinics with that the district has, or am I understanding that correctly?
They are. Yeah, they are. They're both from the same location in Evanston, and you know, we like I said, we want to just make sure that everybody knows at this point. We don't release that early on because we don't want to give a false sense of security while we're still doing all of our tracing. We want to make sure that we know exactly how far the impact is. But we've been able to reasonably rule out that has come up here at this point. There's still some final details we got to do, but we've done the initial search on it.
Okay, so as of this morning, then there's no reason to expect that there's a COVID case in South Lincoln County. Then it still seems like that's in the clear, I guess.
Yep. As of right now, yeah.
Okay. That's Carl Sundberg this morning, CEO of South Lincoln Hospital District. Carl, thanks so much for your time.